We're continuing with Ramban, Drashat Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to the third chapter. Umikol Makom. You have it?
Which book is it?
Ramban, Nachmanides, Speech Torat Hashem Tmima. There you go. Umikol makom ba'oto zman shel Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. In Moshe Rabbeinu's days, lo haya shum rasha v'apikores kofer ba'elu. No one denied the idea that there was a moment of creation. No one denied that there were forces in the world. Rak ha-nevuah hayta b'safek etzel ha-umot. The issue that they questioned was, is there really prophecy? You had nations who believed that the sun created the world. As he explained earlier, no one from the descendants of Avram thought that the sun created the world. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem? Vehin lo yaminu li velo yishmu lekoli. Moshe Rabbeinu said, the people won't believe me, they won't listen to me. Moshe right away explains, why won't they believe me? Ki yomeru lo nira ilecha Hashem. Their argument will be, God didn't appear to you. Lo yichishu hanivuah. They don't deny the concept of prophecy. But people will say, Moshe, why should God appear to you? No, we don't believe that. You had a prophetic vision. When Moshe was able to perform the great miracles, so then people felt that his prophecy was also validated, because Moshe showed, Hashem sent me. In here, Hashem's showing you that he sent me. As the pasuk says, when the people saw the splitting of the sea, they saw that when the Jewish people are standing at the sea, it splits, they leave, the Egyptians come in, the sea comes crashing down, they recognize, okay, Hashem sent Moshe. So at the culmination of the Exodus, when we have the splitting of the sea, there we have the pasuk, Vayaminu Bashem uv Moshe Avdo. Even though Hashem tells Moshe there will be the stance at Sinai, and after the great revelation at Sinai, people will believe in you forever. Omer Rabbi Avraham. So Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra explains, when you see the pasuk initially, when Moshe shows up to the scene, what does it say? The nation believed that Hashem is redeeming them. Velo kolam. When Moshe begins in last week's parsha, it doesn't say everyone believes, it says the nation believed. It's a general term. It says Israel saw Hashem's great hand. It doesn't say over there all of Israel saw. It means the nation at large saw Hashem's great hand that he saved Israel. But when we stood at Sinai, things changed. Until Sinai, you had the majority on board. You had some people saying, it's impressive, but I'm not sure yet. Yeah, I wonder where we would be. Right? What type of people we would be in Mitzrayim. But at Sinai, Sara Safek Milev Akol Legamri. Everyone's doubt was removed when Hashem revealed himself at Sinai, Kmo Shekatuv, as the Pasuk says, Hayom Hazeh Ra'inu Ki Yidaber Elokim Ta'adam B'Chai. We have just witnessed ourselves that Hashem speaks to man and man can stay alive. Until here was a quote from Rabbi Avraham Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra claims that the evolvement of the Jewish people from last week's parsha to Beshalach to Yisro till our stance at Sinai is an evolvement from the general populace to the whole populace. Yes.
Wouldn't you have, as in, isn't it the people that came out of Mitzrayim, weren't they the believers in the first place? As in, we left 4/5 behind.
It doesn't say that the 4/5 lacked in their belief. It says they didn't want to leave. Maybe they all believed that Hashem was running the show.
The 1/5 that left, you would have to think they believed. Why would you leave if you didn't believe?
Dasan and Aviram left. Micha left. It's a good question. It doesn't seem that the great divider was whether they believed or not. It doesn't. It seems also that there are gradations in believing. I would think everyone ate from the Paschal offering, so it sounds like they all had an element of belief, right? Everyone put blood on their doorpost. Everyone went out after Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar. There wasn't a person who stayed in Egypt and said, I'm not sure this is God's doing. So when we say that it's only at Sinai where it says Kolam, I don't think that it means that the people who weren't yet convinced, I don't think it means that they were at a point of no-show. Moshe calls them, they don't appear. Let's wait and see. I'm saying that they had enough understanding that you see they went into the sea. They weren't yet, whatever the pasuk calls vayamin, whatever lehamin means, which I don't know how to translate, they weren't yet there. That's
Do you understand it in the Hebrew? As in, you're saying that you don't know how to translate because you don't know if there's... You're not sure of the true meaning of the word where it's used over here, or because of the translation error?
Because it takes a series to understand the word emunah. We did that series. Okay. We did the book Emunah U'Bitachon. Yeah. It's not fair to use the lame word of believe. That's not what emunah means.
Okay. I'm happy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They kept doing the Brit Milat when they were in Egypt.
No. They didn't. All of this was just the opinion of Ibn Ezra. The Ramban right away writes, Veni modelo. I don't agree. We just learned Ibn Ezra. Ramban doesn't agree. Shafkan Katuv, over here also it says, Bavu Yishma Ha'am B'dabarimach. It's not like every time at Sinai it says, Kol Ha'am. There are plenty of instances at Sinai where it also says, Ha'am, the nation in general. According to the Ibn Ezra, the pasuk should have been careful to say Kol Ha'am. The Od Shayakiat Yamsuf Leinakol Velamalo Yaminu Kulam Kmoshaminu Miktatam. He says you're standing there. You see the sea split. You see that when you walk in, it's dry. You walk out, it comes crashing down on the Egyptians. Why not believe? The Ramban says, what's the logic of the people who crossed the Yamsuf? And according to the Ibn Ezra, they remained with their doubts. Why? Where was there room for doubt after the splitting of the sea? Elaikara Perush. Ramban says, I think the real explanation is as follows. Ki eminu b'Hashem she'yase nisim ba'olam ha'shafel ki rtzono v'moshe shu avdo. Initially, what they believed is that Moshe is a faithful servant to Hashem, and Hashem does miracles down below. They just saw the splitting of the sea. Okay, that yes. What they weren't clear on until they stood at Sinai was, is God really talking to Moshe? Moshe's getting it right. And Hashem controls the world. But how does Moshe know what Hashem wants? Is there a real conversation going on there? How does Moshe know what he's supposed to do? Says Ramban, the question of belief or emunah between Yitziat Mitzrayim and Sinai is not a question of did everyone believe or not, like the Ibn Ezra explains. He says it's two different questions. They understood once they left Mitzrayim, Hashem wants us out. They understood Moshe is representing Hashem's will. And you see, when Moshe says the sea should split, it splits. And when Moshe says it should come crashing down, it comes crashing down. What they weren't clear on was, is there real prophecy going on here? Or is Moshe tapping into an understanding of what Hashem wants in some other way? Is Hashem really talking to Moshe? That they didn't know. They said, we see he knows what Hashem wants. But is Hashem talking to him or not? We don't know. Maybe Moshe had a dream. Maybe last night Hashem told Moshe, hold your staff over the sea. And then Moshe did, and they went through the sea. And then, who said Hashem spoke to him? Maybe he had some kind of manuscript he found, which told him what would happen. Maybe an angel came and told him. How do you know he spoke to Hashem? What they doubted was, did Hashem talk to him directly or not? We don't know. We don't know how he knows. That's why Hashem tells Moshe, I want them to hear as I talk to you, and then they'll believe you forever. Vigam, what does it mean? And then, and also, once they see that you are a true prophet, that I speak to you, then they'll also believe that other prophets can exist. Now, sounds like they really questioned whether prophecy exists altogether. The Jewish people were questioning, does Hashem really talk to people? אבל יותר ייתכן לזרע אברהם שיורה מילת לעולם לומר שיאמינו בך לדורות שאם יבוא נביא אחר ויכחיש דבר מדברי משה לא יאמינו בו. He says, I think that when it says believe forever, there's the Medrash, which means they'll forever be accepting that a prophet can exist, but it seems more to me, says Ramban, that it means forever they'll accept that you're telling the truth. If a new prophet comes in and says God sent him to contradict your Torah, that they won't accept anymore. People will know that you reached the highest state of prophecy. There's no room to doubt your prophecy. They will learn from you that every other prophet has a lesser vision than yours, as Hashem tells them. Later on in the Torah. So Ramban over here went a path that's similar to Maimonides, but a little different. Maimonides says, why don't we accept any prophet who will contradict Moshe? Because we say Moshe brought us to a state where we all saw the vision Moshe saw. We were standing at Sinai, and so we are all witness to what Moshe saw. It's not just someone telling me that someone told him, that someone told him, that maybe someone saw a vision. No. If someone walks in and says, I have a vision, so we say, okay, maybe you need medication. Maybe. You know, I don't know. A guy walks in and says, but I have a vision that tomorrow it's going to rain until 10:02, and then it'll start raining again at 10:05. We check, he's right. And then every day he could tell me I have a vision, and every day he gets it right. Then one day he walks in and he says, God told me that from now on you're allowed to eat non-kosher. So I say, okay, my first thought was right. You need help? Got a problem? It's not a true prophecy. So he'll say, can't be. I showed you for a week. I showed you for 2 weeks. I'm a true prophet, so you should believe me. So I say, no. Once you're contradicting Moshe, I don't believe you. That's a pasuk in Torah. Says Rambam, why don't we believe him? If he was able to do miracles, if he was able to do fantastic things, he says, I'm a prophet, watch. And suddenly he starts levitating in the air. So maybe you should believe him? Answer is no. Why not? Says Rambam, because we all witnessed what Rambam witnessed. It's as though you come to me and you say, I know you think you sat with these guys 5 minutes ago. You weren't sitting with them, but I saw I was. No, you weren't sitting with them, but I saw them here. No. Alan was out on the town. He was in Ben Yehuda drinking beer. But I saw Alan right here. He's not in Ben Yehuda drinking beer. I'm not going to believe him. I'll say, watch. I'll levitate. You see I could levitate? You see I'm floating in the air? Believe me. I'll say, I don't believe you. I know he was here. Now, why should I believe you over something I know? Says Rambam, by us as a people, 2 million people witnessed at Sinai the revelation of Torah. So no prophet can come and tell me, even if he does fantastic miracles, I won't listen to him. That's not what we just read in Ramban. Ramban went a slightly different path. Ramban said the prophetic vision made it so that Moshe was believed. And once you had that, Moshe tells us later on in the Torah that every other prophet is going to be less than him. So Ramban makes it a gradation. He makes it two stages. Rambam says, it's one thing. I saw that Moshe told me the truth. I'm witness to it. If anyone else will tell me different, I'm not listening. Rambam makes it that you want to compete with Moshe? Give me another great revelation of 2 million people. I want the whole world to see Hashem appear and tell us. Then I can listen that you're telling me Hashem changed his mind from the Torah. That's Rambam. Ramban isn't going there. Ramban is saying, we saw it. The way, so once we saw it, we know Moshe's telling the truth. If Moshe's telling the truth, one of the things Moshe told us is that every other prophet will be on a lesser level. If he's on a lesser level, he can't contradict Moshe. So Ramban went a slightly different route than Rambam here, on a very cardinal issue. You guys see the difference between Rambam and Ramban? Okay. Hi, Benny.
But don't we see, I mean, several times in Tanakh where people are ready to kill Moshe after all these years? I'm saying it's very nice that, you know, Vayiminu Vashem Moshe Avdo, and Lani Tzuvich Tzukim, Metachlis, people weren't so happy with Moshe Avdo, and Korah also said that he was a liar.
Right. So what does the Medrash say? What did Moshe say to the Ribbon Shel Olam?
Today, if I'm wrong, then everything I've said up until now is also wrong.
Right. That's the 2 points we saw in the Ran. There's a
people doubt it.
Slowly. So the fact that people can be affected emotionally to say all kinds of things, that's always the case. Doesn't matter what you do, people who allow their arrogance, their pride, their lust to lead them will be willing to say many things. I'm saying Moshe separates from his own wife. Says the Gemara, every man told his wife, I don't want to see you alone with Moshe. Excuse me? If ever there was a man you could trust, no. Don't be alone with Moshe. Vaykanu leMoshe b'machaneh, the pasuk says. So people felt threatened by Moshe. So when a person does is extraordinary, and even as humble as he's going to be, that doesn't guarantee him they won't feel threatened by him. Good people didn't burn the Rambam's works with good intentions. I'm saying the fact that people will go out against someone does not prove anything. It doesn't diminish the person.
Right, but it says
by a minu. Right, but if a person is focused on the idea that he wants to be great, so then he can come and say, I don't like the fact that Moshe is the leader. And then he can come to other people and say, look, it can't be that God said this, and it can't be that God said that. And that's why we find two things. One, Moshe says to Hashem, either at this juncture you will stand up and say and prove that they're lying and I'm telling the truth. And if not, I leave everything. How could you leave everything? Because then you can't believe anything I said. If I made up one point, then nothing's valid. It's all or nothing. And according to Ran, that's why Hashem punished Moshe so harshly. When Moshe represented Hashem and showed that he was angry and hit the rock and called the Jewish people rebellious ones, and Hashem said, I didn't say that. So Hashem right away punishes him. Hashem says, you see, he called the Jewish people rebellious ones. I won't forgive him. And so the Jewish people will know that everything else he said is accurate. Because if he one time used a term that people could understand was God talking, and it wasn't, it was Moshe talking, so I'm going to show him that I punish him. And I won't give in on it, and I won't forgive him on it. It's a good question. You could learn in the Beit Yishai in last week's parsha, he explains how the two are connected.
Is this also with Mitzrayim? Like, it also says, Laman Yidu Etchem. And then, but, you know, even after the 10th plagues, Egypt was still up in arms to get the Jewish people. It says, Laman Yidu. So they should also know.
Again, I think people do funny things for money. You know, people do a lot of things against their belief system for money. So I don't think the Egyptians denied Hashem's existence by the end of next week's parasha. They realized Hashem existed. But going with the Ramban, you have a very good answer. That if the Egyptians, if the Jews could ask, hey, maybe Moshe has an in, maybe it's not Hashem talking, certainly the Egyptians could say that, right? The fact that Moshe got it right doesn't yet prove that Hashem spoke to Moshe. And that, according to Ramban, is According to Ramban, that's what was accomplished with the prophecy that was public at Sinai. I'll be with you in just a second. I just want to see where we're up to. We got up to here. Okay. Yes.
He uses the words panim el panim.
Yes.
I thought Moshe never spoke to Hashem panim el panim, face to face. And then he always saw his back. Is that something that...
Pasuk says, Pe'al pe'a daber bo, umarev lo v'chidot. So it says... So, we have one short paragraph to it. Yes. So let's just finish. I'll be with you in 3 minutes. Let's finish the last paragraph. So the Jewish people after Sinai, they say, oh, okay, now we see that Hashem can talk to a human and the human stays alive. Their point was, we now see that Hashem can talk to a person so closely the way Hashem speaks to Moshe and he'll stay alive. That's one pshat. Or else we can also understand what the pasuk means is, they said, now we see on ourselves. The great miracle at Sinai was that the people recognized they were not worthy of prophecy. They were shocked. They said, oh, so Hashem can talk to all of us even though we're not yet worthy? That was a miracle that's very hard to understand. The Rashba, the disciple of the Ramban, has a response just on this question. How does that work? How did it happen that we just left Egypt? We're all on this very low level spiritually, right? The people haven't yet observed too much Torah, learned too much Torah, done too much of spiritual growth. They're leaving Mitzrayim. They're on a pretty low level. And at the splitting of the Yam Suf, the whole nation sees prophecy. How? So it's a miracle. It's not the natural evolvement of prophecy. Prophecy is a system. And you grow as you grow and master your traits and master one's behavior and master the Torah. One can grow to prophecy. How come the Jewish people got prophecy? They weren't there yet. So the Rashba says, right, that's a miracle. Here the Ramban, his Rebbe, says the same thing. The people said, you know, we're pretty scared because it's unnatural for us. We spoke about this earlier, to see prophecy at our state. We might die. Vizeu, that's what the Jewish people declared. Mi kimi chol basar asher shama kol elokim chayim medabem tochesh kamonu vayechi. The people questioned, they said, we've never heard of any people on earth who were able to sustain seeing such a level of prophecy and stay alive. So the people said, Moshe, you tell us. We're pretty concerned. We understand we were given this miracle to see prophecy at Sinai. We can't continue like this. We are scared. We will die. And if you couple this with what we discussed earlier tonight, that even spiritual growth can be very harmful to a person if it's done very rapidly, so we can understand the concern the people had. So that's the Ramban we learned tonight. According to one Medrash, they did, right?